USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is spending part of his Friday in Wisconsin. The president participated in a roundtable with supporters. Wisconsin resident Brian Smith was one of those who lined the streets to greet the president.
It's not every day that the president comes to your town, so I made an opportunistic, I was out here, so I made it happen.
And a cool feeling for you.
Absolutely. Saw him wave.
That audio courtesy of today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee. The Gulf Coast continues to brace for Tropical Storm Barry as it continues inland. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is urging people to be prepared for heavy rain and strong winds.
Our coast has already begun to experience some tropical storm force winds this morning. The track has moved slightly west with landfall currently expected still around the Morgan City area.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
A bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. House Republican from New York, Peter King, says the phrase, never forget, needs to mean something.
This involves the commitment of the United States to always stand with and be with those who put their lives in the line for the rest of us.
President Trump defends the immigration raids he's ordered. And here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally.
The president speaking with reporters outside the White House before boarding Navy One on Friday morning, saying,
it's not something I like doing, but people have come into our country illegally. We're focused on criminals.
The president saying the sweeps will target undocumented immigrants who have final deportation orders, but there's concern among the Latino community that the raids will result in so-called collateral deportation, or even those not originally targeted, will get swept up as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump was slamming former GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan. The president called Ryan a baby who didn't know what he was doing.
The only success Paul Ryan had was the time that he was with me, because we got taxes cut. I got regulation cuts. I did that mostly without him. But for Paul Ryan to be complaining is pretty amazing.
Chris Wilson was the director of strategy for the 2016 Ted Cruz presidential campaign. He tells me earlier that this whole thing between Trump and Ryan was bound to happen.
I think it's one of those fights that's kind of bubbled under the surface for a long time, but I think it's also been clear going back to during the campaign, whenever Paul Ryan uninvited then-candidate Donald Trump to a fundraiser, that there was some tension here. And now that some of the comments that Ryan made behind closed doors have been coming out in articles and review for Tim Alberta's new book, I think it was only a matter of time before this happened. And it's unfortunate to watch, because I think it's a distraction for Republicans when right now you've got, really a pretty amazing fight going on between the Speaker of the House and four members of her caucus, that this is unfortunate that right now we're taking away the attention from that.
On Saturday at Wimbledon, Serena Williams will go for her record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. Williams' match begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.